This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels Thursday agreed unanimously on a $54 billion support package for Ukraine. The agreement came just an hour into the EU summit in Brussels, with Hungary surprisingly voting to support it after vetoing virtually the same package in December and recently threatening to do so again. European Parliament President Roberta Metsola told reporters the vote represents the EU continuing to deliver on a commitment it made 2 years ago to stand with Ukraine as long as it takes.
We made that commitment not just from a moral standpoint, but from a strategic one too. Because in doing so, we knew that at a time would come where our world would be put to the test, and that moment is now.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed his gratitude for the vote in a virtual address to the EU Council on Thursday.
It is also really important that this decision was taken unanimously by all of you, all 27 member states, and it is yet another clear sign of your strong unity and support of Ukraine.
Zelensky said the package comes at a good time as Russia's war efforts in Ukraine are being bolstered by artillery shells and ballistic missiles from North Korea. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry said Thursday more than 27,000 people have now been killed and 66,000 wounded by Israel's offensive in Gaza. The number of deaths has grown by more than 1,100 since the International Criminal Court in The Hague last week told Israel to do its best to prevent acts of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Israel denies the genocide accusations brought against it at the court by South Africa. South Africa's foreign minister, meanwhile, Thursday accused Israel of ignoring last week's ruling by the United Nations top court, which ordered Israel to do all it can to prevent deaths in Gaza. This is VOA News. Just as U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is taking up outreach to China as a key to reducing tensions between the two rival superpowers, FBI Director Chris Wray warned U.S. lawmakers Wednesday Chinese government hackers are targeting critical infrastructure inside the United States. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittek-Oswara has this report.
Public transport is just one of the critical infrastructure systems in the United States targeted by China, FBI Director Christopher Wray told lawmakers Wednesday.
China's hackers are positioning on American infrastructure in preparation to wreak havoc and cause real-world harm to American citizens and communities.
China has previously rejected U.S. hacking allegations as baseless. Wray's warning comes as other officials tout U.S. outreach to China, pointing to new cooperation on counter-narcotics as evidence of reduced tensions. The two sides have also started discussion on artificial intelligence and resumed contact between their militaries. Patsy Wittek-Oswara, VOA News at the White House.
A forensic probe has found at least 30 journalists, lawyers, and activists have been hacked by Pegasus spyware in Jordan. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli-made Pegasus spyware was used in Jordan to hack the cell phones of dozens of people, according to digital rights group Access Now. The hacking with spyware made by Israel's NSO group occurred from early 2020 until last November, Access Now said in its report. It did not accuse Jordan's government of the hacking. However, one of the targets, Adam Kugel, the deputy director of Human Rights Watch for the region, said it was difficult to imagine who other than Jordan's government would be interested in hacking those who are targeted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two back-to-back Pacific storm systems are set to drench much of the western U.S. state of California in heavy rains and possibly trigger widespread flooding, while snow at higher elevations could help replenish fresh water supplies in the state. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has the story.
The initial storm hit southern Oregon and the Bay Area on Wednesday and is expected to sweep into southern California on Thursday. Residents of San Diego, still shaken by recent flooding, were bracing for another onslaught, filling bags of sand a day ahead.
Just got a couple of the local contractors here in San Diego to donate a bunch of materials and sand and everything, but you know, I've been out here since 5 o'clock this morning filling bags, and the residents in this neighborhood, they enthusiastic about the help.
A second storm is expected to hit the state on Sunday. It's potentially more powerful than the first and may bring much heavier downpours as well as snow in the mountains.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.